Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Nashville Electric Service has been under scrutiny over its handling of January's ice storm, and now the utility is undergoing a reorganization. Fox 17 reports the utility booted Brent Baker from his chief operating officer position. Throughout the storm, he served as the face of NES, speaking at press conferences alongside city officials. Baker will now serve in an advisory role. NES also hired its first chief communications officer. Roughly 230,000 homes and businesses were without power during Winter Storm Fern, some for a week or more. An independent review released last month concluded the utility was inadequately prepared for a large, complex storm. Schools in Wilson County will soon display the Ten Commandments. The school board approved the policy change after lawmakers in the spring permitted the posting of religious text and other historical documents. The vote by the board members was unanimous, but member Melissa Lynn still expressed her concerns.
I don't disagree with the Ten Commandments, but I've had many reach out to say they do not support this. And I get it. We're America. We a Christian nation. I get it. But there are still a lot of other people, different religions in our school.
Other board members stress that it's a historical document rather than a religious doctrine, and that it won't be in classrooms. Rather, the policy calls for the display to be in a prominent location, which is to be determined. But Lynn noted that this will spark questions, especially from young kids, no matter where it's located.
Are we going to put a teacher in the position of having to explain what some of the Ten Commandments mean?
Another board member stressed that the commandments shaped Western legal and ethical traditions. A year after the attempted Cracker Barrel rebranding that angered the internet, the Lebanon-based company's CEO is stepping down. Shareholders voted in November to keep Julie Messino after she backed away from the controversial redesign. But now the company says her last day will be next month. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.